A few days ago, I tried to write down some thoughts about the project, things I'd learned in this two-year journey I've been on, and I jotted them down on a card. And I just wanted to share a few of them with you. New technologies are creating the potential for new kinds of conversations. When the Post-Secret Project started, I thought of it really specifically as a collection of secrets, but as time has passed, it's really changed. It's becoming more about a conversation that people are having in a different way. It seems more like a dialogue, and I find that very encouraging. I'll give you one example recently about how that's working. I received a postcard from a girl, and she wrote, "I'm a junior in high school. I'm a star on my soccer team. I get good grades, and I have a good relationship with my family. But I would trade it all away if I could be beautiful." And I posted that secret on the website. And a few days later, I got an email from a woman, and she emailed me saying, all of my life I thought I was ugly. But I looked back at some high school pictures, and I've looked at some recent pictures, and you know what? I'm kind of cute, and I'm gonna stop wasting any more time thinking otherwise. And I was able to link those two together, the postcard from the girl and the email from the woman, almost as if they were communicating to each other or sharing a lesson or wisdom, or almost like they were from the same person at different points in her life. And that's what I mean by this new kind of conversation that the website seems to be moving in the direction of. And I think Post-Secret, you know, is just the beginning. I think these new technologies that allow strangers to anonymously communicate to hundreds of thousands, even millions of people, are going to create the opportunity for new kinds of discussions and conversations. And as artists and entrepreneurs and students play on the internet and create these environments, I think it's going to be really exciting to see where it goes. Tens of thousands of secrets from Americans is a pretty good statistical sampling. And one of the things I've learned by looking through these is that self-harm and suicide is a pretty major issue in this country. In fact, I think of suicide as America's secret. And I think you can see this exhibited if you look in your national newspapers or watch your local television news. You'll see story after story about murders and homicides, but very few about suicide. When in fact, in this country, for every homicide that takes place, there are two suicides. So that's one of the reasons that I've really tried to ally the Post-Secret Project with this issue that I feel is very important to us as Americans. And one way I did this is a good friend of mine is Reese Butler. He's the founder of 1-800-SUICIDE, a national suicide prevention hotline. And he sent me an email months ago talking about their financial need in the hotline and how they were in a crisis. And I did what I could to help financially, but then I took his email and I put it on Post-Secret. And within 1 week, over 900 visitors to the website raised over $30,000, saving a good portion of 1-800-SUICIDE. And I believe some of the people who contributed to that are here in the room tonight. So please help me show my appreciation. That's just another way that this community that's built up around Post-Secret is making a real difference in the real world. And I think, again, as people continue to play around with these technologies and these ideas and these communities, we're going to see more of that, maybe in philanthropy and in the political world and in other worlds as well. Art and healing are sometimes the same. There are two kinds of secrets. The secrets that we keep from ourselves and the secrets that we keep from others. And the last thing I've learned is that many of us pee in the shower. And we tend to think that's a secret. I don't know why, but that's the most popular secret I've received on the project. I've probably got a stack of postcards about that high about peeing in the shower.